Good evening, sisters. I'm glad you all could come to this training session. This is as much for the experienced sisters as it is for the new. We have just purchased a device that will make our nightly duties a little easier. As you know, boys at the convent are put to sleep in a very particular way. They are milked. This is done to drain them of any sinful urges they might have during the day, as well as prevent them from touching themselves in a sinful way. Draining the boys makes them submissive and obedient. Draining the boys puts them to sleep. For generations, we sisters of the Merciful Hand have done such milkings manually, with our hands covered in latex gloves, of course. But now, through the wonders of technology, we can drain our boys efficiently and thoroughly via this machine you see before you. It is called a BJ2000 sperm harvester and it will help make milking the boys a less arduous process. Now, look over at the bed here. We have one of our lovely boys strapped down in his bed, as they all are after 8 p.m. You will notice that he has been gagged. This is to keep the noise down during his milking. Now, I know in the past many of you sisters prefer to smother the boys in your bosom when you milk them, to keep them from disturbing the other boys with their screams and wailing. You can certainly still do that with a machine, but you can also gag them like this boy is gagged, and leave them alone with the machine while it sucks and sucks and drains them. Let's begin. To prepare the boy for the milking machine, you begin as you normally would. You apply the Vaseline to both of your gloved hands like so. And so. Now, we draw back the flap over the boy's penis in his bed sheet. There. You can all see this boy's penis is flaccid. We must make it hard to properly insert into the milking machine's sucking tube. So, as you have been drained, we hold the boy's penis between our gloved hands and start moving it back and forth. Back and forth. Giving slow, long strokes over his penis. Stretch it and tug at it gently. Yes. There we go. Good boy. You can see he's starting to get hard. No matter how scared a boy might be of his milking or how he might try and resist, his penis obeys its sinful, animalistic instinct. It grows hard and fills with blood. Yes. Good boy. Look at it sticking straight up into the air now. With one hand I will slowly stroke up and down. Up and down. Turning my fist a little bit with each pump. You can start to hear his breathing quicken behind his ball gag. He is getting excited. You can see from his wide eyes that he is frightened, as he should be, but he cannot help but get excited from the slow and deliberate stroking. You're being a very good boy, getting hard for me. Shush. Stop that whimpering. Stop whimpering. As always, sisters, don't be afraid to show the boy proper discipline if he doesn't obey you. I just slapped him hard across his scrotum and you saw the way his body spasmed, and how he yelped behind his gag. Pain teaches the boys to behave. Now, notice with my other hand how I am cupping his scrotum and petting it. I am soothing it after the sharp pain I just inflicted. Yes. That feels good, doesn't it, precious? Yes, it does. Remember to always be a good boy and always do as I say and don't resist me. Feel the loving way I pet your little scrotum. I can feel it almost try to curl away from my hand and recede up into your body. But I won't let it, darling. If it tries to hide, I will pull it out again, and I will squeeze it like this, choking it off so it can't hide into your body, little one. Stop whining. You don't want me to slap it again, do you? No, you don't. Just give in to the milking, little one. It must happen. It has to happen. Good boy. Now, as you can see, he's fully erect and there is pre-ejaculate starting to ooze out of his glands. Normally, this would be our cue to start picking up the pace and bring the boy to his first explosive orgasm. But instead, let us insert him into the milking machine. This tube-like appendage is what we lower over his helpless penis. It is self-lubricating, so all you need to do is slowly lower it over his penis like this. There we go. Now, can you all see that inside the transparent tube is a yellow sheath that has surrounded his penis? I press this vacuum button and the sheath will now shrink tightly over his member. Did you see? It's so tight around it that you can make out the outline of his penile head and even his veins. Notice also that the end of the cylinder has formed an airtight seal around the base of his penis. There will be no spilling of sperm with a milking machine. It will ensure that every last drop of him is safely collected rather than shooting all over his bed and walls. Now, notice the dial on the milking machine called rate. You should always start off the boy at a slow rate. This helps build up the seminal load in his scrotum, but it also allows the milking machine to learn his penis. I will demonstrate. Let's turn the rate onto a low setting, how about 2? There. You can see the yellow sheath inside the transparent tube slowly travel up and down the boy's penis. Up and down. Up and down. Notice how tightly it has wrapped around his penis as it strokes him. It is learning his penis, adjusting to his every vein and contour, fitting like a glove, as it were. There is not a single area of his penis that is not being touched by the milking sheath, not a single part of his penis that is not feeling the irresistible friction of the milking. Listen to his breathing, it is staggered and deep behind his gag. He has never felt anything like this before in his life, and the sensations are both frightening and hypnotizing to him. Look at his eyes, they are wide with amazement and fear. All the boys will react this way. Now, let's increase the rate to 4. There we go. Now you can start to hear him whimper a bit from the pleasure, and you can see him starting to sweat all over. He's starting to plead and beg behind his gag. You sisters know what to do with disobedient boys. That's what you get, little boy, if you keep whining and begging. A sharp slap to your balls. And another. And another. Now you can see he's starting to weep. Remember to assert your dominance over the boy when they get to this point. Aw. Poor baby. Did Mother Superior hurt her little baby? Aw. Shush. Shush. I know, little one. I know it hurt. You don't want me to hurt you again, do you? No, you don't. You want to be my good boy, don't you? Yes, you do. Feel how I am petting your sore little scrotum. That feels better, doesn't it? Yes, it does. What a good boy you are being. Please remember these lessons. Now, it's time for your first draining, little one. You can see I've suddenly turned the rate up to 7. It is most effective to do this when the boy is least expecting it, right after you have soothed him from some punishment. Now, you can see his whole body start to shake. His orgasm is building inside of him and he will have no choice but to unload his balls into the milking machine. Remember to always chant command words when he does so, to imprint his obedience during his orgasm. Listen to me, little one. Listen to your mother superior and obey. Come. Come. Yeah? Come. 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 Come for Mother Superior. Come, baby. Come. Come. There. Good boy. Now, you can see that all of his sinful seminal fluid has been collected and milked into the collection jar at one end of the machine. Not a bad load for his first cum, and all safely collected without any mess, and without any strenuous arm motions from myself. The machine did all the work. If you would like, you could leave the setting on 2 or 3 and just leave it sucking at him while you left the room to tend to other boys. We only have 3 of these machines, so you will still need to manually milk some of the boys, but this will definitely lighten our workload. If a boy is left for several hours on a setting of 2 or 3, he will definitely be completely drained from several orgasms. He also will be reduced to a quivering and almost lobotomized state for the rest of the night. This would be a very effective discipline technique to use on a boy who had been disobedient that day. There's no need to demonstrate that procedure now, so I will just continue with the standard milking. As you can see, his scrotum has shrunk into his body a bit from his orgasm, so we need to pull it out and stretch it a bit, and get the rest of the semen and his balls ready to be shot out of him again. Gentle and nurturing hands over his scrotum and soft words will help bring him back to a state where you can induce another orgasm from him. "How's my little darling doing? Was that a scary experience to be milked by the machine?" "Ah, I'm sure it was. I can see your little scrotum has shrunk back inside of you. It was so intense, wasn't it? Poor baby. Now, just feel my hands softly pet and caress your balls, dear. Isn't that nice?" "Yes. It's nice and comforting, isn't it, baby?" "Yes, it is. I can feel that your balls still have more of your sinful milk in them. You can't go to sleep with sinful milk still left inside of you, dear. It all has to be taken out of you." "Yes, it does." "Now, feel how the milking machine isn't letting you get soft, is it? It just keeps going up and down. And up and down. Never letting you get soft. Your poor little penis is trapped in there, and it just rubs up and down and it never stops, does it? Aw. Now you're whimpering again. Poor little baby. Your penis is very sensitive after it shoots its sinful cream, isn't it? That's because it is sinful. Every sinful act feels good at first but then feels bad. It is important to drain you of your lust and sinful thoughts, and that's why we nuns milk our boys. I can feel your balls are beginning to harden. Good boy. Your body is getting ready to release its milk again, isn't it? And you can't stop it. No, you can't, little one. Even though you shake in your restraints and try to pull your pelvis away from the milking machine, your little penis is trapped in there and you can't stop the inevitable from happening. No, you can't. I'm turning the machine back up to 4, dear. Shush. Shush. Stop whining. I said stop whining. Do you want your balls to be slapped again? I don't think so. Just take it, baby. Don't fight it. I said don't fight it. Ah, your balls are so ready to burst, aren't they? Good boy. I love it when my boys are ready to burst. Ready to release all that sinful milk from inside their little balls. That's right, precious. That's what's going to happen. It's time for you, dear. It is time. I'm turning the machine up to 9 now. Let's see how much it will make you scream. Oh yes. Look at you. Your whole body is shaking. You're moaning and wailing like some trapped animal. Your eyes have gone back into your head, but you can still hear me, can't you? Listen to me, baby. Listen and obey. Shoot. 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 Ah, good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. There. It's all gone. There's nothing left in your little balls. And you are passing out and falling into a deep sleep. Sleep tight, little one. Sleep tight.